Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in your business life, you are going to be hiring people. Well, you'll have to hire many, many people throughout your business career. It's just going to happen. And what CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to consider when they're hiring? Well, here's a few thoughts. What does that person bring to your business? You're interviewing them. You're looking at their resume. You're talking to them. You're right across from them. But what are they going to add to the company? What are they going to do to make the company better, to make the company more profitable? How are they going to fit into the culture? That's what you, some of the things that you need to be thinking about when you are interviewing people. Do you desperately need to hire someone? If you don't desperately need to hire someone, is this the absolute right candidate? Because if we're not desperate, if we don't need to hire someone, should we continue to look? There are times in our business life that we just have to fill the position. This may not be the exact right candidate, but someone's got to do the job, someone's got to get the work out, and for whatever reason, we don't have someone in that particular job, and we need to fill the position. So we may choose someone that's not exactly perfect, but we do that because we have to. But if we're not desperate, keep looking. Another question you want to ask yourself is, how does this person affect the company? How do they affect the company culture? If they're not going to fit in, if they're going to be a problem, if they don't understand exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it, they're not going to be harmonious with the rest of our group, well, that's a problem. We don't want to put someone in a position that's going to turn everybody upside down, who doesn't know how to be a people person, who doesn't know how to get along with people, who doesn't know their job, who's going to interrupt the flow of work. Really important question. And the other question you have to ask yourself is it a position that's easy to fill? The same thought, if it's not a position that's easy to fill, you may have to offer that person more money if they're the right candidate. You may have to put someone in that place that they're not ideal, but you know there's such a demand for this particular job skill that we really don't have a choice. So we try to hire the very best people with the very best attitude to make the company successful, people that absolutely bring something to the company, people who are going to be happy with their work, people who are going to enjoy their work, people who are going to do everything they can to progress and show you how they are going to deserve to get raises, promotions, and become more successful within the culture and the network of the company. Just think about these four thoughts. They'll help you when you're hiring someone. And, hire that right person. They'll make all the difference in the world in your business. They'll reduce your stress and help your company become successful and more profitable. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.